We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So there's a story out about cleaning, and this is something that I know nothing. I am not. Would you consider me a sloppy person?
No, you're neat. I don't know if you clean, but you're neat. You're not a slob.
God, I wish my wife could call
Now, because
she would say that
she's a professional.
She's a
professional cleaner.
She's South American.
Yes, so they're all uber cleaners.
Is that racist, to say that they just grew up in a culture where
it's just and she's tired of because you're the
oh god I'm just a, I mean by her standards
yeah, by
I'm the
her
biggest
standards.
Slob on the face of the planet.
Yet you're not.
But I...
Maybe with her, but not here.
So there's a story out about 13 common mistakes you make while cleaning. And as I started to look at it, I'm like, anytime something like this comes out, it's like, who are you to say I'm clean and wrong? But then as I read these, it kind of and I'm like... So if you've ever cleaned anything in your life, you need to listen up because we're going to help you clean better.
Better. Because you're probably doing it wrong.
You've read this list. Are you doing it right or wrong?
I was doing most things wrong until I had my house remodeled and my contractor, Jake, lined me out on how to do everything.
So you
correctly.
Do all these right?
Pretty close, I think.
Number one, you're mopping your wood floors. Wrong thing to do.
Never, I was taught, never use a cleaner. Like Bona, nothing against Bona or Bona, whatever that stuff is.
Yeah.
Never use chemicals on hardwood because then it seeps down between the pieces of wood and now it's getting in. And you're supposed to, all you need to do with hardwood is just some warm water. Warm water. Not a lot of water either.
Yeah, it says too much water can disclose. I need my hardwood floors redone because all I've done is lay down a crap ton of Bona, a crap ton of mop and glow on top of that, a crap ton of method for wood. Right now, I used to have 10-foot tall ceilings and now they're 8-foot because there's just so much buildup on my floors. It's like, I've been doing that so wrong.
Everybody has. Everybody. Nobody knows the difference.
Somebody told me that they swore by that Murphy's crap.
I've heard that too.
But that's...
Right. After you seal your hardwood, you don't need all that. Yeah.
We're nerds right now.
Kinda.
But okay, next up, do you use dryer sheets?
I don't. My mom used to all the time, but when I moved out, I didn't want to pay for
it. I used to as well until I got a high efficiency dryer, and now I don't.
You don't have to.
They say you're using them too much.
Okay.
If you use them in every load, they actually reduce the absorbency of your towels, your sheets, your t-shirts, so you need to use them considerably less.
Wow, that's with the sheets, the dryer sheets.
Clearly, I was doing that wrong before. I would put one or two in every load, so everything just smelled like...
Yeah, you think, more's got to be better.
Right?
Dang.
That's bad. Here's the biggest one that I've been doing wrong, and it's cost me thousands of dollars.
Oh, no.
You're using some form of acid, and you don't think you're using acid, but you are, to clean your marble, your countertops, your bathtubs, anything like that. I live in Commerce City. You know, Nine News does stories on us for having the worst water on the face of the planet Earth.
You guys do. That's hard on your stone and your showers.
So we read somewhere, make vinegar and water and spray it on it. Don't make that face. Why are you making that face?
First of all, that is a wives' tale. You're right. Everyone
thinks
it's
a wives' tale.
I know. I guess back in the day, that must have worked on stuff. But nowadays, that's my Jake, my contractor, lined me out on that too.
Dude, we've ruined our shower by
is
just basically
why?
Dumping. Well, it was ruined by hard water stains.
Yes.
And then we were like, we read like we put CLR on it. We we put like vinegar. We put all these different products. And then eventually all our marble and tile and everything is just white. And I thought that was just more hard water. And the tile guy comes over and goes, you've etched all the.
Because of the vinegar.
Dude, we were dumping gallons. We're like, it's still white. More vinegar.
Oh, my God.
We put so...
So you had to restone your tile.
Oh, dude, I had to have this guy come in and rehone with all this.
Oh, you had to do all the grout and all the...
Yeah, and then we had to use Aquamix Enhancing... Sorry.
Dude, that stuff actually...
That's really good stuff.
Yes.
I want to seal my body.
After doing
because it
stone?
Makes you darker and then stuff's
it pulls
yes. I want to be sealed and be all right. Next, you're mixing bleach with other cleaning products. Oh my god, I do this every day.
Okay, I did that. That one's in like a squirty bottle. You're not supposed to.
Oh my! Like when I'm doing the I'm using like foaming bubbles or whatever in my shower, and I'm like, but I want it to smell like bleach. So then I dump bleach on top of it, and there's these noxious fumes, and I feel like I'm gonna die. But I got the vent all turned on.
Yeah,
they're saying it's super bad
on any surface.
The only time you should mix bleach with any other product is when you're doing laundry. That's it.
Duh! Right? Oh my! And we're all doing it. Oh.
Next up, you're tossing bras in the dryer. Guilty. I do the laundry.
You're supposed to. That's why I always see more hungover shower bars or something. You're supposed to hang them up.
My wife is constantly complaining, man, my bras wear out so fast now. And it's like, because I wash them.
And you're drying.
You put them in the washer where they get banged around. And then you put them in the dryer where the underwire thing gets all heated up.
Okay.
And then tossed around so that they get bent out of shape. And
you can't, but you can't take time to hand. And hand wash doesn't get things
clean. Who's
got
time for that?
And what?
Who's got time for that? Nobody.
Exactly. So why can't.
You're just not supposed to. I guess you could put them in the dryer just with no heat, but they're still getting banged.
They
around.
Are getting banged.
You're dusting with a feather duster.
I'll use that on my plantation shutters.
You're basically moving dust around.
Oh, I just the
Nothing
cloud of dust, and
it.
Then it goes back. That's right. I'm
you
just
need something
it in the air
wet
and watching it resettle.
For having, like,
wow.
Otherwise, you just move the dust off of that, and it's now where is it?
In the air, and it's going to settle back where I just wiped.
Yeah, don't do that. Washing your windows. On a sunny day.
Yes. The worst thing you can do.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, you're not
Who wants to go outside when it's cold?
Because it leaves that film. It leaves streaking.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, yeah. That's
why I'm outside. What am I putting on my windows? More vinegar.
More vinegar.
You're scrubbing your stains out of carpet or upholstery or anything.
No. Never scrub them. You're scrubbing them in then.
Where have you been? Why, you know this crap. Why do we have to wait for this story to come out?
I learned the wine trick from you.
Wine? I know wine. Always dab. But most other stains, I got a brush and I'm like...
Da.
You're doing exactly what Steve said. You're ruining the sheer amount... The fact that my house is still standing is a testament to the caissons they built it on.
Yes.
You're putting makeup brushes back in their cup to dry after you wash them.
Oh, I don't know about this.
I don't know either. They say the water will seep into the brush and ruin the glue that hold the bristles together. And they'll start to smell.
That makes sense.
So don't put them in their cup. Leave them somewhere else.
I thought you're not supposed to get the makeup brushes
I didn't think
wet.
So either.
Okay.
You're not cleaning out the lint screen of your dryer after every load.
When it gets a little bit of buildup, that's when I'll...
I usually wait for the machine to go...
Oh, they let you know, hey, moron, you haven't cleaned
the
lint trap.
Check the lint thing. Yes. And then I get in there and I'm like, wow.
Okay, so after every load?
Every single load. But I mean, then you almost have to like lick your finger to get all, it's just a tiny little, I let it build up.
Yeah,
let it do its job a little bit.
That's what I do.
You're using harsh cleaners on stainless steel.
Okay. With stainless steel, you don't need any cleaners. I made this mistake too. You just need like warm water, kind of hot water with a little bit of soap and make sure that you're wiping with the grain.
Okay, that's more.
Yep.
Nobody's got time for the stuff you're saying.
I know. It takes a little bit longer, but you got to wipe with the grain.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I go against this and I love the way my stainless looks. Orange Pledge. The people at like Lowe's or Home Depot, I can't remember where, when I was buying a stainless steel grill, they all look so good. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to buy this in 2 days from now. They're going to look like crap. And they're like, all right, come here. Here's a secret.
Really?
Orange Pledge.
And that's safe on stainless.
I don't know if it's safe, but it makes it look so amazing.
Okay, Orange Pledge. I might do that.
Dude, then it smells good. And it's like it can look like crap. And you're like, because then it's foamy and it sticks on there. We are such nerds. Is anybody? Okay. Like a couple more. You're not letting your pans cool before you wash them. I don't do that. I
remember for years we weren't allowed to put them in the dishwasher, but now it's say the Tefal.
No,
and all
I don't
that
put anything in the dishwasher, but I do them right away because they're still hot, and I feel like the stuff will. I do that every time because I feel like then the stuff will come off better because it's still hot. But if I let it cool down, then it's stuck.
I think you might be hurting the metal.
It says any extreme change in temperature causes your Tefal to warp. Finally, you're using, I'm going to burn my house down tonight.
No.
You're using a sponge to clean your home.
Okay, that one I knew on my own.
How would you know that?
Dude, you're just spreading E. coli and bacteria and germs.
Then what are sponges for? They've got us all convinced. I've replaced my sponge.
Yeah, you need
once
to get
every,
rid of
it. Because I'll run it through the dishwasher a couple times. But
which is awesome, but you're supposed to be done with the sponge.
After one use?
No, not even bring it into the kitchen anymore.
Just done with sponges.
Don't even bring them into the kitchen. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, everything on this list,
I was doing
I've wrong. Hired maids to come over to my house, and they do the exact same stuff on this list.
Oh my God.
Nobody's doing it right.
No.
But starting tomorrow.
Yeah, everybody.
Get your crap together.
Yes.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.